This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. You guys got your seatbelts on? Okay, we're in for a big ride. Rough ride. This is an email I need to start right off the bat. This is interesting. I know I haven't dealt with this, but I mean, I've dealt with this in personal life, but not on the show. So he writes, I won't put his name because he gave his full name. Doctor, tell me if you've ever dealt with this one. He says, our family has been staunch conservatives, and I thought my children were too, but my son, I recently discovered, is one of the students at UIC. UIC, is that University of Illinois, Chicago, or University of Indiana, Illinois, Chicago, UIC? I'm sorry, I'm not too familiar. We called him, and he won't discuss what he did, and I'm seeing a distance growing between us that I want to repair before it gets worse. Now, a UIC, I mean, I apologize. I'm not sure what's going on in each of the individual universities. I understand that there were some kids that have been getting beat up, but for the most part, I'm hearing a lot of these university demonstrations are peaceful. So I do have some questions. I would love for you guys to call in. I understand many of you listen to the show at different times during the day because you can listen to us 24/7. But I'm live in the mornings at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So basically, in a nutshell, his family's been conservative. He thought his kids were all on the same page. Now the kid goes off to college and he's in these protests and he's in these marches. Okay, I would say relax for a little bit. Just relax. Okay. Step back, look at the situation, okay? A lot of things. Number one is, if he's not beating anybody up and he's peacefully protesting, I think it's a beautiful thing. I do think it's a beautiful thing. Even if somebody's protesting for something that I disagree with, okay, I think it's really cool because it, from a psychological standpoint, it gives them something to do. I would rather people peacefully march than loot, than shoot. That the big problem we have these days is we tell everybody not to air their grievances. You know, you can't get into a fight with a kid at school anymore. You gotta, you know, go to a teacher and sit down and have a talk. I mean, there's gotta be outlets. There's gotta be ways for people to relieve their tension. So if they want to scream, if they want to yell, if they want to march, if they want to feel that momentum and that energy, you know, getting everybody together, I'm for that. So I think the marching is a very healthy way of dealing with something that they're upset about. Now, now that we're going into week two, can everybody get back to class? Can people go back to work? I mean, at some point, you know, you still have to be productive in society. I mean, we're not going to support you and, you know, give everybody, you know, handouts while you're, you know, when you have a job to do. We all have to go. I mean, I had to go back to work when Obama won. You guys have to go back to work when Trump wins. I mean, that's just what we have to do. But I see you're hurt and I see that you are concerned that you and your son have a distance that's growing. The one thing that I think is so ridiculous and why I can't stand politics is when relationships start to fall apart. Do not let a Hillary or a Donald Trump election ruin the relationship you have with your son. Okay? And your son now, it sounds to me like this is the first time he moved out. And so he's going to Illinois, I guess, if that's UIC. And again, I apologize, guys. And so if he's moved out and he is away from you, he's going to want to enjoy the independence. Okay? Now, what do a lot of college kids do when they leave home? They drink. They do drugs. They have sex. He's in a protest. I think that's safer, as long as he's not getting beat up or he's not beating anybody up. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to pick your fights. Now, when I was in college, I voted for Clinton. That's what you do when you're in college. When you're in college, many times you go with the flow and you have this, screw the old man and the old guard. We're the new guard. We're the new generation. We're going to change things. We're going to whatever. So he's going to feel that way. Then once he gets out and he has to pay taxes, and he has to try to run a business, and he has to drop off his kids to school without being there to protect him, he may change the way he feels, or he may not. What your job is to let him know that you are proud of him for, you know, taking a stand. You don't want to change his mind, but you would love to hear, you know, what his thoughts are. Because, you know, he's an amazing kid. And if he feels a certain way, there may be a damn good reason for you to feel that way. So I want to know. So next time we go to lunch, I know everybody's kind of afraid to talk politics, but I think you're in a position to teach me something. So teach me. Don't sound like you're patronizing him. But go, look, you know, you are one of my favorite people on this whole entire earth. You're my buddy. And you're my best friend, believe it or not. Okay? And he may be like, oh, gosh, really, Dad? But he may not be like that because he may be missing you also. So you're my best friend. So let's go have a beer. Let's go talk. And, you know, teach me something. Okay? Let's see what he's thinking. And the funny thing is there's a lot of, on both sides of the aisle, there's a lot of Democrats that agree with some things that Republicans say and a lot of things that you know, conservatives and liberals agree on. You know, what is it? You know, or is it a, but you also want to make sure that he doesn't have to hide it from you because you want that conversation to happen. If he's afraid that the only people he could talk to are his left-wing friends, you're going to lose, you're going to lose them. Okay, you want to make sure that he can talk to you, you know, and say, so let me just ask you, I remember when we all were watching the news and this happened, and I remember you were upset about that. Are you still upset about that? Yeah, I am. Okay, good. I just want to know, I'm learning more about you because now that you're an adult, our conversations are going to be different. So that's how I would approach it. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is something that we got to fix. This is ridiculous. And I can't blame Obama for this. I'd like to blame Obama for this, but I can't. This has been a problem for decades, and I don't know what the answer is. You go to the hospital, you go to the ER, and 25%, I think it would be more, get surprised by the bill that they get when they come home. They say Yale University researchers looked at 2.2 million ER visits made by patients younger than 65 nationwide between the year 2014 and late 2015. Nearly one quarter of the patients who went to ERs within their health insurance networks were treated by an out-of-network doctor and ended up with unexpected expenses. Now, how the hell does that happen? They say nearly one quarter of the patients, credential findings, out-of-network emergency doctors charge up to 800% of Medicare rates, while in-network emergency physicians were paid around 300% Medicare rates. Now, I don't know how that happens, because Medicare will only pay whatever the hell it wants to pay. According to the findings, they say patients were presented with an average bill of $622 and potentially much more if their insurer only covered in-network rates. Many patients would be hard-pressed to pay such a bill. They estimated that 47% of Americans could not cover an unexpected $400 expense without incurring credit card debt or selling assets. It's true. Most patients with health coverage go to in-network emergency rooms and rightly expect to be treated by in-network doctors. Let me stop right here. Let's go back. They say 47% of Americans could not cover an unexpected $400 expense. What if we didn't have to pay insurance premiums? Would we have that money? I mean, I don't think a lot of us would be saving that money. I think we would still be spending money like we always spend. But this is kind of why I like health savings accounts. So if you're spending $1,000 a month on your health insurance premium and you can't handle a $400 expense to the emergency room, why are we even spending $1,000 on the health insurance premium? Well, Dr. Dolly, because that's what brought the price down to begin with. Why is that? Why do we have that system in place? This is so stupid. If you have to go to the emergency room for chest pain, it's going to be $2,000, period. And all that money you're saving on premium, or let's say $1,000 or $1,500, and all that money you are saving on premiums will hopefully prevent you from, will be able to be used for an emergency. I mean, in the older days, I remember we always had to save money for health stuff. Okay, and it was just, we had to put money aside. You had to save money, and that account was only supposed to be touched for health. Now, I get the feeling that government thinks we're too stupid, and that government thinks that we're not going to save enough money, and so we have to be so crippled and dependent on this crappy system of paying huge insurance premiums to knock down prices. This is so dumb. They say our study shows that nearly a quarter of people visited in-network emergency rooms were exposed to potentially major costs. They say this is just wrong and we must do better. People should not face financial ruin from medical bills that they cannot reasonably avoid. So we need to talk about that. I mean, why are medical bills so high? I mean, why are we in such a delicate state that one case of pneumonia can bankrupt us? Am I the only one that thinks this is so screwed up? I mean, I remember, you know, and we grew up poor. When our van, my dad, you know, worked, what he did is he would go to people's houses and fix appliances. So he got a business license, so he didn't have to pay overhead for an office because, again, he hardly made money. You make $25 every time you fix something and then, you know, the part, you know, and the, and, you know, he made change and he had a van. And he had a work van, and when that work van would die or would crump out, then, I mean, it was, we had to pull from all money everywhere. I mean, whatever savings I had to go to them, which is fine. And so, you know, when I left home when I was 18, I didn't have a penny. Because whatever money I had, you know, we had to go to the family, which is totally fine. And usually it would be car repairs or rent or whatever. And, you know, but I remember we always had to put something aside for health. And, you know, the health insurance back in the 80s and 90s, it was okay. And it was kind of expensive. You know, we were always so scared. And unfortunately, my parents didn't go to the doctor. If my dad did go to the doctor, maybe he would be alive today. But he didn't until he was obviously having issues. And so, whenever we have car trouble, That always puts us out. None of us are ever prepared. You know, we're budgeting and we're budgeting. It was interesting. Good times. Remember from the 70s? Apparently the reruns run every now and then when I'm working out and I flip through the states. I'm like, oh, there's good times. You know, good times. Anytime you make a payment, good times. Okay, I love good times. And I guess one episode, so this must have been about 1976, you saw John Amos sitting there with the kids. They were all excited because they had $30 at the end of the month to spend. $30. And they were like, what do we do with this $30? And that's how you used to budget. All right? And you used to see at the end of the month what you would have. Maybe you could splurge. Maybe you could, you know? And we're very different with our money now. And I don't think we plan. We just don't plan ahead. And I think it is ridiculous that all of us are scared to death of getting sick. All of us are scared to death of something bad happening. But some of us have plan B. And what has plan B been? And we can be honest, plan B has been, I'm just not going to pay the bill. That's the problem. I told you, one of my family members spread out all his bills on the table when I came over to visit him a long time ago. And he showed me the order in which he's going to pay him. And he's like, look, this is why I can't help with mom, and this is why I can't help with some of the other things, because look at all these bills. Look at all of them. And I see a medical bill at the way end. And that's a medical bill. He's like, yeah. Why is this at the end? Oh, because the doctor will always talk down the price. They won't. I mean, what are they going to do? They already gave me the medical care. So one of the reasons the reason why we're in this mess is because a very small percentage of people are paying. I mean, I'm not saying you got to play a violin for hospitals, but how the hell is a hospital supposed to stay open if their bills aren't getting paid, or an insurance company is bringing down the price so damn low that they can't make. I mean, nurses are expensive. Some of these nurses up in Northern California are making $126,000 a year. When you're staffing nurses, when you're staffing the state-of-the-art medicines and IVs and sterilization equipment and reverse ventilation and, custodians and, top-of-the-line computer networks and billing software and hospital administrators and security, power bills plus surgeons. I mean, no wonder... This is the state that we're in. So I would personally like to see a bunch of hospitals go, okay, this is what we're going to charge for an appendectomy. This is what we're going to charge for a pneumonia workup. Average ER visit is going to come in three different tiers. One is you need to be sewn up, and there's going to be, if it's, mild, immediate, moderate, where it's a deep, deep sew up or a little one. All right. Chest pain is going to be in another tier. If you have a real, real bad cold, cough that could be turned into pneumonia, it's another tier. All right. And those are, and they can have these prices. They can have, et cetera. But here's the other thing. The reason why it's not that easy to do is, let's say you come in, and I've had patients do this. They go, all right, I think I have pneumonia. All right. I'm like, okay, well, let me do an x-ray. No, don't. Don't do the x-ray. Just give me medicine. But I need to do an x-ray. I can't afford it. So I can't tell you how many times I'm like, look, okay, it's on me. I'll pay for the x-ray. Just let me look at you. I need to figure out what's going on. Malpractice doesn't seem to be changing at all. Okay, doctors are still going to get sued if they misdiagnose you. So here you are going, look, I don't want the x-ray. I don't want to pay for it. Just treat me. But they're like, but I need the test. I need the CAT scan. I can't treat you because if I miss something, I get sued. 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCTORDALI.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Ramble, ramble.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember I was talking about how I think we do something wrong when it comes to weight and our bodies, where once it happens, then we get spanked and we're basically punished sometimes for the rest of our lives. And I've seen that with people who were skinny, and all of a sudden something happens, and then forever thereafter, they're obese. And many people say, well, yeah, it's genetics. Once you turn 40 or once you... I think it's more than that, because I see that with kids as well. And we were talking about gut and how our gut bacteria could be the issue. And so one theory I had, which I discussed, is maybe what happens is we mess with the gut flora, whereas all its progeny from then on thereafter end up being that progeny that keep you obese. And how do you go back to when you were in your 20s and get that type of gut bacteria? Well, apparently I'm not the only physician that thinks kind of like this. There's a Dr. Emerin Meyer who wrote in WBUR, apparently there's an article written by Kerry Goldberg on the mind-gut connection. So this is a little different theory, but it may explain why something happens to us where all of a sudden we gain weight and then we can't fix it. So he has a new book called The Mind-Gut Connection, where he says trillions of gut microbes are in constant communication with the brain. And it's very, very cool. He is a professor of medicine and psychiatry at UCLA, executive director for the Oppenheimer Center for Neurobiology of Stress and Resilience, and an expert in gut-brain microbiome interaction. So he says, look, you got 100 trillion of these little bugs living in your gut, okay, that you can't see. But all living things release these chemicals and these signals. And so these signals could be communicating with the brain. He says they have the same signaling molecules that we're quite familiar with, the neurotransmitters, the hormones, that are the main means of biological communications in our bodies and brains. And these signals could be what's affecting the brain when it comes to obesity, when it comes to irritable bowel, when it comes to cancer, etc. They go, when you're stressed, the main stress molecule that we secrete, norepinephrine, gets to the microbes, changes their gene expression pattern, and makes them secrete different things. So then it changes the behavior. And they say these microbes know what state of mood you're in. And at the same time, the body knows the signals the microbes send us up to us, which is so true. You know, a lot of times you're like, okay, I'm nervous, and all of a sudden you start to bloat, and then you can't poop, and then you can't poop, and then you bloat more because you get constipated. So the author asked him, so is there a reason to think that the biggest effect of stress is on the gut or through the gut? He says the gut's complex. It has the largest number of immune cells, the largest number of nerve cells outside the brain and spinal cord, the largest number of hormonal and endocrine cells. So yes, he says the effect of stress on this very complex system is probably larger than any other part of the body. However, mild stress is good. Which we talk about. We talk about mild stress. So you do need some stress. But it's very interesting how these little bacteria could pick it up. And again, this is a theory. All right? Apparently he writes about patients who had both gut problems and mental health problems like anxiety or depression. So is it like, the chicken, which came first, the chicken or the egg? So, you know, if children, let's say, have depression or anxiety and then they later have bowel issues, is it because of depression and anxiety or is it because of the gut bacteria? So, you know, these are a variety. And, you know, he goes on and he talks about, ways to treat. Maybe we need to treat the gut bacteria. What about probiotics? You know, probiotics, maybe you could change some of the microorganisms. But, some people say, well, Dahlia, look, okay, if a person is stressed and that messes with the gut microbiome and that messes with your weight, why don't we take Xanax to lose weight? That doesn't help. That's not going to help. I mean, we don't know enough about how this works and, how to change the microbiome. I mean, if you take a Xanax, does that kill off your strep throat? No, it doesn't. So we don't want to kill off certain bacteria that we don't know is good for us or bad for us, and we don't want to encourage growth of a bacteria that we need to learn which bacteria we want. What they need to do, and they can be really, really close, is finding the bacteria that do all the good things we need it to do and make a probiotic of that. You see? Now, it's very interesting. What you can do, so like, okay, well, how the hell do we do that? Okay, well, let's take a look. It's actually very easy. What you could do is you could take a person who has depression. You could take a person who has anxiety. You could take a person who has diabetes. You could take a bunch of people, okay? You could take a person that has autism. You could take a person with the irritable bowel. Get and divide them into those groups and have a whole bunch of people with diabetes, et cetera. Now, it's very difficult because people are complex. And culture their stool and see what the preponderance is of what type. Now, it's tough because there's trillions. But if we later in the next decade are able to come up with tests where we see which one stands out, you know, then we could say, ah, so those with this E. coli strain will be more inclined to be diabetic, where those with this E. coli strain may be more inclined to have irritable bowel. Then we figure out how to change things around with those bacteria. It's very interesting. Some people say, you know, my bloating went away when I took an antibiotic. We know that these bacteria in there have a lot of power. So I'm pretty excited. I am pretty excited about them finding this. But remember we talked about these proton pump inhibitors. And these, when we talked about these proton pump inhibitors affecting your risk of stroke. And they think that maybe the reason why is the gut bacteria. So I would say don't ignore the bowel, and you are what you eat. You have got to be a lot more conscious about what you're putting in your body. Too much of us eat crap. I feel so bad. I have a diet soda right now. One of the reasons why I have a diet soda is because I'm tired. And I'm like, okay, well, that diet soda won't give me calories, but it'll give me caffeine. How is this healthy? How is that helping my gut microbe? How? It's not. And so and then stress. Chronic stress is very bad for our health. Okay, for those of us that are not living the way we're supposed to, that we're working 18-hour days, and we're dealing with people we don't like to deal with, and we're, you know, trying to pay for a mortgage that is too high, stop it. Okay, if I could give you guys any homework, is what I want you guys to do tonight, since we don't know how to change our gut microbe, but we do know how to change stress, sit down with your wife or husband or boyfriend, partner, whatever. Sit down and go look, okay? Let's take a look at what we're spending money on. And where can we cut? What do we not want to cut? Okay, because if you guys love taking your Disneyland trip, do it. I love going to Disneyland. It's expensive now. To go to Disneyland, oh, it costs a pretty penny. You cannot do Disney. By the way, if any of you know how to do Disneyland cheap, will you please tell me? But that costs a pretty penny. But let's say there are certain things you want. Because, again, you know, you not going on vacation, that's not going to help stress also. But let's say you guys are in a four-bedroom house. Do you really need four bedrooms? I mean, take a look and see how much of that house you're actually living in. Okay, well, yeah, if we're in a two-bedroom apartment, we're going to be stressed. Are you? I mean, I notice in my house, I only really live in the same two rooms. I don't really do much with a lot of the house. I still think, and our house isn't big, but I still think it's too much house for what I need. Now, true, I'm never home. I get that. You know, I'm never home. But, see where you could downsize. You know, do you really need that high car payment? Can you turn it in for another car with a good warranty, a used car with a good warranty? All right, that where you have exactly where the mechanic is, if you need, you know, and save the money. You know, see what you can do to minimize the stress. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So your ATM may be not only giving you money, but also bacteria. According to drugs.com, you might want to wash your hands next time you withdraw cash from the ATM machine. They say ATM keypads in New York City were covered in bacteria, researchers reported. Most of the microbes coming from human skin, food, or household services. The investigators took swabs from the keypads of 66 ATM machines in Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Queens, including four that were outdoors. The most abundant bacteria on the keypads were normal human skin microbes. The most commonly identified source of bacteria were household surfaces like televisions, restrooms, kitchens, and pillows. The researchers also found bacteria from bony fish, mollusks, and chicken, suggesting that bacteria from a meal may remain on a person's hands and be transferred to ATM keypads. This is disgusting. Can I just say that? That is disgusting. They say ATM, we're not done. Keypads on ATMs and laundromats and stores have the highest number of bacteria, with the most prominent being lactic acid bacteria, which is usually found in decomposing plants or milk products. ATM keyboards in Manhattan had a foodborne mold associated with spoiled baked goods. Wow. They do have some good bakeries in Manhattan. So I wouldn't be surprised if people are getting money going, I got to go to the bakery. You know, and then they eat, and they go, now I need more money. So there's a lot of those baked goods on there. I love the food in New York. Oh, it's so good. Man, well, even though my appetite now is a little off after hearing all that. They say it is plausible that this fungus may have been transferred from people who have recently handled baked goods, they say, particularly in a commuter-heavy area such as Midtown Manhattan, where there are many nearby convenience stores and cafes selling this type of food product to business workers. This is senior study author Jane Carlton. She is director of the Center for Genomics and Systems Biology at New York University in New York City. The report published online November 16th in the journal Emsphere found no significant differences between keypads from outdoor or indoor ATMs. They say our results suggest that ATM keypads integrate microbes from different sources, including the human microbiome, foods, and potentially novel environmental organisms adapted to air or surfaces. Okay, basically, there's disgusting stuff on the ATMs. They say DNA obtained from ATM keypads may therefore provide a record of both human behavior and environmental sources of microbes. Okay, am I the only one disgusted by all this? You know, there was a study that looked at cell phones and, you know, some of the chemicals that they saw on them. And this is very interesting. I want to see if I have the article. But basically, your cell phone could be a fingerprint of you, because the chemicals that you are associated with, your perfume, your soap, etc., can identify who you are, and they can pick all this up on your cell phone. According to a study published in PNAS, cell phone cases are silent witnesses to the foods we eat and the chemicals we touch. Researchers have found that the molecular signatures found on cell phone cases could pinpoint the personal habits of 39 volunteers down to their skincare products, diet choices, and medications. They say you can imagine a scenario where a crime scene investigator comes across a personal object like a phone, pen, or key without fingerprints or DNA. According to co-author Peter Dorestein of the University of California, San Diego. So we thought, what if we take advantage of left-behind skin chemistry to tell us what kind of lifestyle this person has? To me, this is very creepy, but I'll give it to them, okay? This is what people like to do. It's creepy stuff. So they were able to detect personal habits, whether the cell phone owner was a coffee drinker or a tea drinker, whether he or she used antidepressants or bug spray creams, whether he, or maybe they used a bug spray cream for antidepressant. Did they ever think of that? Whether he or she had eaten recently some spicy food. Jeez. The study, which is due to, they can probably tell if you have your period, which is due to continue with examinations of wallets and keys of an additional 80 individuals, according to a press release. This could be very, very cool for law enforcement, because they can now identify who you are. Okay, so let's say they found, okay, a cell phone. And let's say I've been missing. God forbid. And they say, okay, we found a cell phone, but we don't know if this is the missing person. So they call up my husband. And he goes, well, what, you know, can you open the cell phone? He goes, no, we can't open the cell phone. But what we could tell from the cell phone is she likes to, this person likes to eat a lot of chocolate. She has crazy PMS because it looks like she takes a lot of Midol. She, and then I go, that's my wife. That, how did you know that's my wife? You see? That's how that works. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Antibiotic-resistant infections have almost doubled in U.S. children in just 10 years. They say currently antibiotics can target and kill Pseudomonas aeruginosa, a bacteria that causes blood infections, pneumonia, and many post-surgical infections. And unfortunately, these are on the rise in our little babies. Over the last decade, scientists have seen rates of drug resistance almost double in samples of this bacteria collected from children in pediatric wards. Of course, antibiotic resistance is on the rise. Kids are a vulnerable population. This highly drug-resistant Pseudomonas aeruginosa infection really doesn't leave a lot of other drugs at our disposal. The study looked back from 1999 to 2012, involved samples from patients between the ages of 1 and 17 from 300 hospitals across the U.S. Researchers focused on how Pseudomonas responded to different types of antibiotics, and the results were stark. In 1999, 15% of Pseudomonas aeruginosa samples were resistant to at least three classes of antibiotics. In 2012, that figure doubled to 26%. These, it could be outpatient, inpatient, ICU. You know, how do you guard against that? I don't know. You know, I mean, obviously we are exposed to drug-resistant infections all the time. Those of us with stronger immune systems can withstand it a little bit more. But if we don't have the antibiotics to fight them, or we don't have the tools, who says it has to be an antibiotic? You know, what if we come up with, like, a certain laser or some sort of a, I don't want to use the word chemical, but, you know, if you know, pharmaceutical companies aren't, are being outpaced by the growth of these superbugs and they don't have anything yet to be able to use, you know, maybe we go to something else. I don't know. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, mumps. We have a mumps outbreak at the University of Missouri. Apparently, we have 31 confirmed cases. The university said Wednesday that there are another 27 probable cases of people who have been in close contact with someone with confirmed mumps, showing symptoms for the last 2 days. The university said it's working with health officials to control the outbreak. Now, mumps is a viral infection that causes swelling of the salivary glands and cheeks. We've been vaccinated against mumps. So how the hell do we have an outbreak unless now there's a new mumps strain? Mumps has been on the rise nationally this year. The CDC says 2,300 mumps cases has been reported as of last month. That's more than twice as many as all of 2015. Other universities have also reported cases this year, such as Harvard. So what is it? Do we have, you know, that many people not getting vaccinated? Or is it that there's a new, you know, when the pertussis outbreak happened and we were like, okay, what the heck is going on here? Why do we have, you know, pertussis when we were vaccinated? We figured maybe it's because we need a booster. I thought maybe it's because whatever we were vaccinating is old school. Maybe there's a new strain of it. You know, I don't know if you guys have listened, okay, this whole hour. But isn't it exhausting? Not listening to me. Yeah, listening to me is exhausting. But isn't it exhausting all the things we need to keep up on? This is why I said whoever's going to be the new Surgeon General, I really hope they don't underutilize him or her. I mean, there is a lot of work that needs to get done. There's a lot of things that need to be overseen. And that's why we have a Surgeon General. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
My name is Liam, 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.